Arratsaldeon eta ongi etorri prentzaurrekoetara.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to this press conference. Today we have with us part of the cast and vendrá la muerte y tendrá tus ojos. Death will come and shall have your eyes. From the official section, from right to right, we have Amparo Noguera, Julieta Figueroa, actress José Luis Torres Leiva, director Catalina Vergara and Pablo Carballo, producer and co-producer relatively. If anyone has a question, please, you can raise your hand for the microphone. Yes.
Sí, hola, buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. As the screenplay writer, why the story and why about recurring to very, very close-ups shots in order to tell the story? Well, in short, the story stems from several desires of working. One of them was mainly to talk about death. In the period before writing the script, several friends of mine, my age, or 40 years of age, died because of different circumstances, mostly due to diseases or illnesses. And this impacted me a lot, receiving that bad news, and I realized the presence of death. In a moment, one says, I'm 30, there's no possibility of me dying. But to have that awareness allowed me to readdress many things, especially where one is projecting to continue to live in the future and sometimes how the present happens without us realizing it. And also for me, that was the beginning of how the film brought about. It's a film that talks about death and it talks about that moment, that specific moment, but it's a film that mainly talks about affection and love, and the love of these two women and how that extreme situation that they have to live through makes them readdress their relationship as a couple. And it also asks them, and they readdress the minimum or the routine day-to-day thing, gestures that happen on the day-to-day and they don't realize it. That is why the film is addressed with that time and those details and with that look almost fixed upon how they look at each other on their skin and how close they get to each other. Because Blaise, precisely, how many times have we been with someone who loves and we not looked at them in their eyes or their skin or in their eyes or the details of who they are? That's where they re-encounter themselves, the protagonists or the characters, with those gestures. And that's what I wanted to portray in the film. The film, for me, is the farewell of a person who loves another person. And in that farewell, we highlight those little gestures and details. Questions? Is still open, yes. We have another question here. During the entire film, it's all filmed in very fixed frames, and then finally there's a movement with the camera. I've got my interpretation of why at that certain moment you've wanted to move the camera, but I would like to ask you, why at that time do you choose to move the camera to where you move it and as far as you move it? Yes, it's precisely because as the film is approached from that observational and timing perspective, it was a key moment in the film where that farewell takes place and there's also a movement in that farewell. And that's why I wanted to highlight this with a dolly shot and showing the outside, because we separated the outside from the inside, and in this take, in a single camera movement, it joins both worlds, which are the worlds that belong to this farewell in the second part of the film when they go to live to that little cabin. That was the idea of using that camera movement.
Sí, quería...
Yes, I would like to know why I use a couple, two women in this case, and those two stories that have nothing to do with those, because you, why do you introduce those two stories, which is another one is a homosexual relationship. Could you explain that? Well, it is a film, well, they're two women mainly because I was interested in working the feminine sensitivity with what I've said before, gestures, observations, and the way they look at each other. And I was interested in seeing how to observe the, what's feminine through that and through that approach. And that's why I wanted to have two women characters. But I think that the film, more than anything, albeit it talks about a homosexual relationship, it's not a film that addresses this. It's just two people who love each other. And for me, that's the most important thing, that we have this story which is told about this guy and how it's, it comes, how it happens. But that story precisely evokes their, her feelings and memories that have to do with many, many issues that emerge throughout that farewell, desire, freedom, and leaving things and repression also. And they are they're approached from another perspective. I was very interested in working with a structure that wasn't classic in that sense, and that the film, that would come a time in the film where it went to different directions and it dispersed themselves. These stories evoked when one tells you about a story, that time of entering into another world or into another dimension, but the essence of the character was present in those stories. As regards to issues that have just been addressed, several questions referred to the decisions that you directed, but I'm very interested in asking Julieta and Amparo those decisions at an actress level. What challenges has this been? Because most of the emotional burden is in all those first close-ups of your portrayals, and as a spectator, it brought about a few challenges as well. How was that working with José Luis? And though close-ups have imposed a way of you worked in order to portray your characters, maybe in a different way. Well, for me, is to give yourself into a situation. When you talk about those close-ups during the shooting of the film, conscience didn't exist. You had to give yourself into a situation, a moment that he proposed as a director. And that's all I wanted to say. I agree with what Julieta says. We weren't aware of where we were vis-a-vis how we were being filmed. Due to the indications of the director, it wasn't necessary to be our gestures to be grandiloquent, and nobody knew to be in a place and accept, to a certain extent, the abyss of the exercise of contemplating things. It's an exercise which is quite terrifying at times, very beautiful, but requires the necessary time and an excess of truth, I believe, to be able to be there in front of the camera. And with the director, that one knows what you're going to be doing and confronting your character as an actor. So to not be afraid or lose that fear to that feeling, that is very beautiful. Those very, very close-ups, but we as actresses did not know it. But we had to bear with the time in the scene and scenic quality that José Luis addresses and approaches in all of his films, at least for me, and that's it.
El turno de preguntas sigue abierto.
still have questions. We have another question over here, please. Congratulations on the film. I want to talk to you. What the title? Another poetic reference. There's a scene in which she quotes a poem. Yes, the title is one of the last poems by Cesare Pardese before he died. And for me, it was a poem that was present throughout the entire process of writing the script, mainly because at that time I had read the last book he wrote, The Edifice of Living, it's an exercise that he addresses. That of death is quite present in that book. But for me, that poem is very powerful. The image that it provokes upon love and death as a same state. And it was inevitable in the process to title it with the poet's poem. In the film, there's another poem that Julieta's character quotes. It's by Alejandra Pizarnik, which is called The Daughter of the Wind, which is a poem that the same thing happens, that I knew from before, but the same with Pavese's poem. It's a poem that talks about the fear of death and the fear of confronting the unknown. And I think the process that the Julieta's character has is to make a decision. And it was addressed in a way which is open in that sense. We don't know what disease it is, etc. But there's a moment when she says she's not going to change. She's not going to change her opinion. She's going to allow death to arrive in that sense. So she made that decision. But also, there's a decision upon this. But there's also the fear of the unknown, of what might be coming along the way, or all of the decisions that are going to emerge vis-a-vis that decision. And I think that love is what sustains that character and the character played by Amparo. Hi. Congratulations for the film. José Luis, I would like to ask you the reasons of your inclination for gestures, senses, sensorial aspects in this film and other films like Look and Listen. Why your predilection for these types of narrative? Well, this is something that I've been working from when I started, because I think there's an exploration of how to tell a story or how to approach a story, which I start from there, from that the feeling that it might provoke in me, or how to translate that into images and sound. For me, what's key is to work there, and also how to try to expand the film beyond what one's seeing or listening to, as the sensational feeling. I in this film specifically, and in my previous works, more than having a predisposition as a spectator of understanding the story or following the story linearly, I think that there should be a moment in which they should let that go and enter it in a different way, which has to do with feelings, sensations of another way of understanding the narrative. Film, that's the films that attract my attention and work from there. I think that for many years that films, for the years that film has existed, what's fascinating is there are many, many possibilities to experiment through the narration and to find other ways for the film to impact spectators. And in that way also I try to escape from something which is too formal or too narrative, because obviously I don't have nothing against it, but this has already been explored. And I feel that there's an infinite amount of possibilities, for example, that have yet to be explored in that sense. And I think that films give you that possibility to do so.
Se han mencionado, José Luis.
José Luis, you mentioned your previous works in that last question, and those that have come to the previous editions of the film festival, seen your work, and vis-a-vis this film, the reference is Anna's Dream, a short that came went through Sabaltegui section, and to 2017, which established a curious dialogue with the film, because we could consider it the epilogue of the film, and it's the same actresses. I don't know whether you would like to talk about the relationship between the both projects, that short film and this long and this feature film. Yes, it was a short film that it emerged as that idea, an idea of making an epilogue of the film, but it was born because we postulated a fund in Chile to achieve funds for the film, and they asked us to do a teaser. But I'm not very good with teasers. I don't know how to structure them, and so therefore we decided with Catalina of better to make a short film and to work upon the short film vis-a-vis the script. So therefore, what we decided to take a moment after where the film finished, which is not in the script. We did that 2 or 3 years before the film. But it was very interesting because it was an exploration of approaching those stories to work with Amparo and Julieta. And I think that, of course, it works. It's almost an extension of that short film. It was a very interesting exercise to carry out. Precisely, and as regards to the aspect that you've mentioned, I don't know whether the producer and the co-producer want to mention to go further in depth vis-a-vis José Luis's link with the San Sebastian Film Festivals. This was the Europe America Latina Forum. That's where it was. Yes, I would like to say how exciting it has been to premiere the film here. For 4 years, we've been coming along with José Luis. We presented El Viento Sabe Que Viene a Casa in Tabacalera. Anna's Dream, the next year, we were in the co-production market with this film. Last year, we were in the co-production market with Quería Vera, which is another fiction film that we're developing with José Luis. So we feel very welcomed and very happy in this festival and preparing new projects with José Luis. Thank you very much. On our behalf, We knew the project here of the co-production forum, but we already knew each other beforehand, precisely José Luis. I'm also a programmer, and in all the festivals that I was at, we also did a retrospective of this in Brazil, so therefore I accompany him. But it's the first possibility of being able to work together. And when Catalina and he, we met here, then the next year we were here with different projects, I recall, and we got together again, and that we got involved in the project with the support of World Cinema Fund. We were able to participate in it. I teach cinema and production. This is an example of a good co-production from an artistic quality level and also of a human level. That co-production works a lot with the human relations between people. Any further questions?
Me parece que había por allí, ¿no? De acuerdo, podemos.
Okay, let's leave it here. Thank you very much to all of you for coming along.